Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Of course, we do it every day, but today that you are listening to Bonnie Albers on air with my co-host Susan Z, and we have the most fabulous mother-daughter duo anywhere. It is Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. Both of them are such powerful psychics, intuitives, mediums, every Claire you can think of, medical intuitives. I can't even give you the list because then it would be too long for me to say. Hi, girls.
Hi.
I'm so happy you're here. I know that it's summer. Everybody's hot and it's sticky. And I appreciate you being here. And I love our little group. And I hope that you had a good weekend. And now we're at Thursday again. So Brenda and Annabelle, I'm so happy you're here, and I'm going to give you a chance.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, I love you.
You should be really happy. You're not in the garage today. Are you at the beach or at a hotel room, or is that where you are today?
I'm so happy you asked me, sister, because guess what? You are right. Can't you hear my voice? I'm screaming. I don't have to be in the garage. I'm in a great hotel room at the Renaissance Inn in Tampa, and it's right directly adjacent to the biggest mall in the world. So, unfortunately, I've been back and forth, taking things back, buying things, taking them back, but I am so happy to be here because it's not hot in the garage. So, yes, thank you for asking. And if anybody wants to tell me their size, I'll go and try to find them something.
Not going to do that.
Well, then, you know what? Oh, you know what, Annabelle? I'm psychic, so maybe I'll know your size and I'll send you something.
Well, I'll block it.
Well, hi, guys. I just want to tell you, Susan and I have been talking this week, but before we start talking, I want both of you, Annabelle and Brenda, to tell everybody what you do and how to get a hold of you, because I know this is your business. So, Annabelle, since we all acquiesce to you first, please tell everybody what you do and how to get a hold of you.
Well, mainly a psychic medium. I'm an ordained minister.
I do psychometry. I'm a Reiki master, also a hypnotherapist.
Ooh, you are so good, honey. But you know what? I don't think you're going to be able to hypnotize me. I'm too ADD. Can you give everybody how to get a hold of you? So if they want to, I know that you do readings. I know that you do private parties. In fact, you're busy, and when I call you, I've got to make an appointment to talk to you. So please tell everybody if they want to make an appointment how to get a hold of you.
A telephone number is 330-484-4807.
Well, I thank you, and I know everybody out there, when you hear Annabelle, of course, we call her Annabelle. Her name is Ann Miller. And Annabelle, I hope you don't mind, because I keep telling everybody I'm Tinkerbell when you're Annabelle.
Well, everybody from Florida, I'm Annabelle.
Okay.
Yes, that's my doing. I'm the only one in the family that calls her Annabelle. So everyone that meets her through me is Annabelle. She actually goes by the dignified name of Ann Miller.
Well, wait a minute, sister. You are not the only one that is her family, so I get to call her Annabelle too, right?
Definitely.
Thank you. Well, Brenda, please tell everybody what you do. And, you know, everybody, if you don't know, Brenda Brand is Annabelle's daughter, along with us being kin. So go ahead, and Brenda, tell everybody what you do and how to get a hold of you.
Here I go again, stuttering. You can get a hold of me at 330.
That's because you're so full of spirit.
Yes,
that,
and don't
I guess
say
that's
doo-doo. Don't say doo-doo, Brenda, because otherwise Susan will say to the whole everybody that all you do is say doo-doo. I have never said doo-doo. I don't know where she thinks I say doo-doo, but she certainly does tell everybody that I say doo-doo.
Yes,
but
you do.
Ahead.
Yes, you do-do.
That's you. Go ahead, Brenda. Please tell everybody. We've got a full board, and I know we want to talk about a few things. So how do they get a hold of you? Because you're a fabulous girlfriend, and I just adore you.
Aw, thank you. At 330-209-7021 is my phone number. You can reach me anytime there. I'm also on Facebook, Brenda Miller Brand on Facebook. I do medical intuitive work, a psychic medium, and a Reiki master.
I love that. You know, we were talking, Susan and I were talking about what, you know, we pick a subject every week that we like to just talk, you know, a little bit about, because we want people to get to know us. And both Susan and I blab about ourselves, so we decided that we were going to ask all of our co-hosts also of the subject that we pick. And we picked how does spirit communicate with you. So I know, Annabelle, we're going to ask you first. Tell us, like, when did you notice that you had gifts? Not everybody has gifts, but that you were using your gifts, and that other people might not have those same gifts as developed as yours. And when and how do you hear or feel spirit?
Well, all the time. I mainly knew when I was just a kid. Then when I started to school, other kids didn't do it, and so I was prayed for that I would get rid of the ability. It came back full force when I was, after I was married, and I met a wonderful healing lady, Helena Bowers, and
Yay!
She introduced me, yes, 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 and she introduced me to the spirit side of it, and then it just started flowing. But as far as what does spirit mean to me? It means the oneness of all that there is. And we all have psychic abilities. We were born with them. What we want to do with it is up to us. There I go, Brenda.
See, that's why I get it. Like mother, like daughter.
You know, you're so right, Annabelle. Everybody, and especially the people who listen to us and all the chatters and listeners, oh my goodness, and all the callers, we have a lot of people with intuitive, psychic, mediumistic abilities. And I just love that, because I don't think even like 30 years ago or 20 years ago, we couldn't even talk about this. And we did. We had to go to like Casadega, you know, or places that actually had, quote, us there. Now it's like everywhere, don't you think?
Oh, it is. definitely. It's everywhere. But thanks to television and thanks for people becoming more aware that it isn't a cult, it's not of the devil, it's of God. And
yeah.
Once people realize that, you know, there's more and more people into it.
You know what? And I just, like Susan and I say, we hope we meet every single solitary one of them, don't we, Susan?
Yes. Well, you know, actually, you know, I'm trying to get in chat on Blog Talk, and I'm just not able to pull it up. I don't know why. But as I'm looking at the homepage of Blog Talk where they're advertising us, right above us, they're showing a Christian psychic. And the Christian, the faith of Christians who have always been normally anti-psychic, feeling that it was messages from the devil, are now beginning to embrace they call them Christian mystics is what they call them. But
I
they are now
that.
Beginning to embrace
we have Jewish
that,
mystics.
You know, yeah, to accept the fact that, you know, gee, maybe they, you know, God didn't stop talking to us when they stopped writing the Bible. You know, hello.
I love that, girlfriend, because, you know, I've always been mystical, and, you know, I rock no religion on earth, although I'm born Jewish, because of that reason. So, and, you know, I've got to tell you, Annabelle, then you have Brenda, and Brenda's your daughter. So, to me, you got so lucky just because, and Brenda, you got really lucky because some people are born into families, I don't get it, but they are, where they don't have any support. Like with me, my kids, you know, try to deny it, but because I'm so out there, they'll always know about it. They'll always, when they're ready to walk into their gift, they're gonna have me and have been shoved down their throat. But Brenda, you get to do that from such a young age. When did you feel that you got your gifts, and what's your favorite gift that you got?
Well, I think when I was younger, I didn't realize what was going on, but I used to be afraid for them to turn out the light at night, because when they would turn out the light, I would see, like, moving faces of people I didn't know, just like old people, young people, happy people. I would just see it like a movie in front of me every night. And so even now I can, if I close my eyes sometimes, I'll see people that I don't know, and I'll see them doing things, and it's like, well, maybe someday I'll realize why I'm seeing this. But I just hear spirit in a way where it's almost like if you just close your eyes and you, or even just say something to yourself in your own mind, that's the way I hear spirit. So
yeah. I do too. I do so much, Brenda. They put, like, pictures in front of me, music's in my head. So I'm thinking you're explaining the same thing I do. We hear it. It's just downloaded into our heads.
Yeah, it is.
Unlike Susan, who they used to touch her, now she sends them to me. Thank you.
Yes. Well, you know, if Brenda and I,
you because you wanted to touch me. Thank you.
Well, slept in the same bedroom. We were when I was going through a divorce. I stayed at a particular house on the other side. When in teenager, it was a duplex. I stayed on the other side, and we went through an experience of that spirit. That house was full of spirits, and Brendan and I. Yeah, Brenda and I went through an experience of a actual woman being in that house that really didn't like young women much, and really scared the crap
happened.
Out of us for a while.
It was scary. It was a scary house.
You can't get in
you
trouble. They can't report you.
My punish.
You know, they can't report you, Susan, so, you know, if you kind of gave them a little whoosh, you'd be okay.
Yeah.
But I know that we want to get started, and I just had to ask you because you two are the most talented. I have such great co-hosts. I have such great peeps, and I so appreciate you that I want everybody to hear how, because there's people who, you know, Annabelle and Brenda, who think, oh, my goodness, we started hearing spirit at 40, and we didn't hear them when we were younger. It must not be spirit. Well, that's not true, because spirit comes, you know, whenever we open up, and you're just ones that got very lucky at a very young age, and we have a lot of listeners that had it, put it aside, and then got it back in their 40s. So I just want them to know that spirit comes anytime. You're born with it, but you don't need to use it if you don't want to, because it's a choice. Don't you think, Annabelle?
Right, right.
Well, I'm going to take your first caller. So your first caller is 617. 617, you are on with Annabelle and Brenda. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I knew I was going to be number one, the first one.
Well, that's your psychic ability.
I love
it. So you're asking then why you're calling?
Oh, honey, I'm handing you right over to Annabelle. She needs no cue from me. Annabelle, darling, you have 617 at your mercy.
What's your first name?
It's Lisa. How are you, Annabelle?
Okay. I'm fine. What can we do for you?
Actually, I'm trying to decide what should I put first in my life and what should I manifest first. I'm not sure if it should be a partner or it should be a job.
Right now, I would say a job.
Okay, yes.
The partner is naturally going to come into your life when the time is right.
Okay.
But you have to, until that happens, mm-hmm. you have to have money coming in to pay the bills.
Amen. Amen to that. This is
but
true.
I would say a job. Are you working now?
Yes, I am, part-time.
I'm not too sure if that's going to turn into a full-time, but
exactly.
I think you're going to take another one. There's mm-hmm. two job offers coming up. One mm-hmm. you may know about now. Okay.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
That's actually part-time.
No, I mean there's another one full-time. There's two
mm-hmm.
jobs coming up, okay?
Okay.
The one full-time you may know about, if you don't
mm-hmm.
know about it now, you're going to hear really soon.
Okay.
Then there's another one coming up. Because
wow.
I'm not sure if you're going to take that first one or not, because there's something about it. I don't know if it's the income, the insurance, mm-hmm. or what it is. There's something about it you're not sure about. But
okay.
I just want to hang in there, because when the other one comes up, you're going to like that one.
Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent. Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes. Well, do you know when that's going to happen?
The first one's coming up probably within the next 3 weeks.
Wow.
And then the other one's right behind it. So it could be like 3.5-4 weeks. Okay, it's not that far behind it.
So you're seeing that the second job I will take?
I think you're going to take the second one.
Wow. That's excellent.
If you take the first one, you're probably going to quit it and take the second one because it's what you want.
Well, listen, if it only comes like a week behind, probably you could say to them, hey, I can't start for 2 weeks. Wait for the other one and then call and say, hey, I'm really sorry. I gave you the heads up, but I can't work anymore. So, I mean, you know.
That's a smart thing.
Yeah.
Yes. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of the work, you know, a lot of people have to give 2 weeks notice to a job.
Yes.
They don't know one way or the other. So you can say, yes, I can start 2 weeks later. And
mm-hmm.
and see what happens, because, you know,
that's a good idea.
I'm all about hedging bets, girl.
Amen. I never thought of it like that. That's a very good idea.
Do I have any bets I have to hedge? I didn't even think about that. But, you know, I keep hearing hedge your bets. So it might be my karma, not yours, Lisa. But, you know.
Hedge your – what is that again? What's the saying?
Hedge your bets.
What's that mean?
It means that, you know, if you try to put off, if you know that something else is coming, you don't want
mm-hmm.
to put, you don't want to say no to the first one because, you know something's coming, but you just don't know when. So
mm-hmm.
you kind of try to put them off nicely till that second one comes. It's called hedging your bets.
Oh, I never heard that before.
I know, neither have I.
Well, hey, you know, I'm good at making things up, guys. All right. Well, I hope we've helped you, Lisa.
Yes, you have. Thank you very much. So you say within 3 weeks.
Yes, that's the first one, and then the other one's 3.5 to 4.
Now you say that I will know about the first
about
one or
it.
The.
You're going to know about it fairly soon, but it's just like say someone's going to hire somebody, but
mm-hmm.
the spot isn't open. Somebody else is in there now.
Right.
You might hear. Okay. that there is going to be an opening somewhere that you're kind of interested in.
Okay.
But then the second one is the one that I know you're going to like.
Wow. Full-time insurance, everything?
Yes.
Great. And the relationship will follow that?
It's going to follow. Now, if I were to put a time limit on that, I would want to say somewhere between 8 months and a year.
Wow. 8 months starting
in July. But that's when it's a
July.
Good timing, because it's when you have your life more straightened up.
Yes.
Right
yes.
now, you don't have time for this. Okay.
That's true. That's very, very true. I keep saying I want to be in my own apartment. I want a full-time job. I want A, B, C, and D. And then, you know, I will feel more stable and more at ease bringing someone
and
forward.
That's when it's going to happen.
Oh, excellent.
I love it. Well, Lisa, call us and let
Fantastic.
Us know. Now we hear from you. Please call us and let us know. We love to have feedback. You know,
I most certainly
know
will.
Okay.
I most certainly will. I love you guys.
To you,
excellent.
Lisa.
Have
God
a great day,
you.
Lisa.
You
Thanks.
As well. Many
Thanks
blessings.
Thanks.
Many blessings
Bye-bye.
To you.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Oh, my goodness. We have the greatest callers. I'm taking 613. 613, you're on with Annabelle and Brenda. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Okay.
613.
Oh, hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
And who are we speaking to?
Donna.
Hi, Donna. I'm going to hand you right over to Annabelle.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, Donna.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to ask about a man named Cam. I'm just wondering when you see him and I like reconnecting again.
His name is Cam?
Yes.
Okay. I'm seeing a, like, it's like he's here and then he's not, and he's here and then he's not. Well, you're going to hear something about him. I don't know if you're actually talking to him, but you're going to hear something about him very soon, probably within the next few days or so. But that's, I almost feel like I'm hearing about him. I'm not sure if you're talking to him. 2 weeks' time, there could be some kind of conversation. But for things to really get together, it's like I want to set you both down, and I want you to talk before you open the door here.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's absolutely straight on. So,
Do you see us staying in communication after that, like after the two-week point?
I think you will, but it's just like I said, the conversation is so important, because if there isn't that conversation, then I feel it's going back into seeing him, not seeing him, seeing him, not seeing him. I want to get something straightened out, and I get that straightened out, and then things are at an even flow. He needs a kick in the butt. I probably shouldn't have said that. But
no, I love that. You can use the word butt. Now, ass might be tough, but butt's definitely cool.
Do you see him and I having some sort of like a romance at any point in the future if he gets his act together?
After that conversation, it's definitely possible.
Okay.
I just feel like I want to grab you both by your neck and set you down and talk.
Yeah. Well, I hope that we have helped you, and this gives you at least something to. I had to put it on mute. So there, I hope there's, you know, that Annabelle gave you something to work with, because I think I feel like you're really in need of that. So conversations are always good, right, Annabelle?
Well, and it's like I do feel that there's something that they have to say to each other, and it's very important. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Not that I have to, but I do agree. Okay, 609, you are on with Annabelle and Brenda. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're
fine.
Doing
how are
perfect.
You?
I'm good, thank you.
And what's your first name?
My name is Debbie.
Betty?
Debbie.
Can we do for you?
I wanted to find out, I just moved out of a home that we had rented for 8 years. It was very unplanned because of a big mold issue, and I wanted to find out as far as all of our health and if there's going to be a lawsuit.
Well, yes, there is going to be a lawsuit. Did you have an attorney and change attorneys?
Yes.
Okay, then that's the good thing, because it's just like if you're still on the first attorney, there had to be a change. So I want to say there is a lawsuit. As far as any serious ailments, I do feel like there's going to be some bronchial things going on, but it's like you'll be checking with your doctor with that. There's no serious damage to any of you.
Okay. Because I've been having
Brenda,
pain.
Is Brenda there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you pick up on that, honey?
I don't think anything serious on any of you. I think you got out of there just in time.
Well, we actually lived in the property for 7.5 years, and we had mushrooms growing in the bathroom last July, and we moved out March 31st.
Well,
what I mean by just in time is before it got really serious, but I don't think anything is, you know, nothing like really bad. I mean, you guys are going to be fine. So
okay.
That's
and, yeah, the lawsuit, you are definitely going to win the lawsuit. You have a good attorney now.
I don't know if I'm staying with that attorney. We actually had an attorney for the initial hearing, and then they took us back to court a couple weeks ago, and we got another attorney, which we didn't even actually need because we had already moved, and they just wanted possession, and they had possession, so the judge dismissed it.
Do you have a woman attorney?
No.
You may be changing, because I thought
okay.
That's who you had now. Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, there's a woman attorney. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Well, so I think that helps you, and you'll know, at least it gives you some background about what you need. You know, what I love the fact that you're not harmed, and I love that she's gonna you're telling you to find a woman attorney, because, hey, we're all women.
That's right.
Good luck, and please let us know how it turns out. We would love to hear back from you.
Certainly. Thank you
Before
very much.
Before you hang up, can I say something real quick?
Sure.
Well,
yes.
Susan. Yes. Bonnie had me muted because I had to call back in, and I couldn't get this in time. And thank goodness she unmuted me. I'm a holistic therapist, and I just want to make a suggestion. I know what Brenda's picking up, but what you can do, there's something that you can buy that's called bentonite clay. It's you can buy it in liquid form, or you can mix it up in yourself. And what it does is it cleans the organs out of heavy metals and mold. And you just put it in some juice and stir it up, or a good detox machine. You can go to my website. I have detox machines there. But basically what that kind of mold and everything, it comes in as heavy energy, heavy metals, and
yeah.
The bentonite clay will begin to cleanse the organs and your muscles, so you'll get a heads up on it.
Wonderful
okay.
suggestion. Yes.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I love that. And you know what,
yeah,
Susan,
great.
Why don't you, before I let this caller go, why don't you give your website, because why don't you tell her, I mean,
yes,
Susan has these, their detox foot baths, and when I met Susan, which you know, she had
I sell them all the time to people who have chemo and radiation.
Yeah.
and heavy metal poisoning, and mold is definitely one of the things that it addresses, and also
okay.
the bentonite clay, because what it does is that it's, it draws and pulls any kind of heavy metals or mold from your lungs, your organs, your bones, your muscles, and you know, and get on a program of that.
Okay.
My website is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WHITEWINGS.com. And you can look at the foot bath there, the detox foot bath. But, and, you know, the whole family needs to be soaking.
Right. Okay. Okay. Absolutely.
Do you know what's so crazy about Susan's foot bath? I just want to warn you, because it's not actually warn you, you're going to be happy when you see it. It's the weirdest thing. I saw these people sitting there with these feet. You know, you put your feet and it detoxes your whole system. My God, there was like stuff in the water. I would be, you know, it's like, you know, I always thought it was like you go for a pedicure and you see this black water with these things going up. You think, oh, my gosh. And that's what this detox foot bath actually does, too. It pulls
wow.
all that toxin out. So,
yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty
that's
cool.
A good thing.
So, yeah,
now,
check
I've been
out.
Having pain in my shoulder, up into my neck, into the back of my head. Is that related to the mold exposure?
Brenda?
Yeah, that's not my client.
Brenda, can you tune into that?
Because we actually left the house March 31st, and the plan was we were supposed to go back May 1st because they were remediating and doing renovations. But then with the inspection post-remediation, they actually found black mold. And I had been in and out of the house the whole time.
You know,
obviously when we moved.
Hey, Annabelle or Susan, are you picking up anything? I don't pick up that for some reason I'm not picking that up.
Is Brenda still there?
I have her on, but I don't know if she said if she's gone, remember she's gone. Brenda herself
yeah, okay.
Has some things
yeah.
she's doing.
Well, let me tell you what I'm picking up, okay? Is that
okay.
I think the shoulder is not mold related. I think that you've got some inflammation going on in there. It feels like that there was an overextension of around your shoulder area, and because you're kind of toxic right now, you've got that inflammation thing going on.
Yeah,
before
okay.
you hang up, someone in chat wants to ask you about your pets. Did you say that you lost your pet?
I didn't say that I lost my pet, but I did actually lose one of my dogs. I had three miniature dachshunds, and one of them was actually a teacup, and we wound up having to put her to sleep last April because she always had respiratory issues, and it was
just made it worse for her, this whole thing, right?
She had an episode and wound up with internal bleeding and blood encircled her heart. So we had to put her to sleep. But my one dog, he actually has a cataract, which just happened spontaneously. And I found it interesting because we had been out of the house except for 2 days where we had to go back when we were in the process of moving, and the dogs were back in the house. And I was just—it was just curious to me because he was fine.
What was the name of the dog
yeah.
that passed?
Reese.
He's with you. He came with you to the new place.
Okay, good. She's a she, but that's good. I'm glad she did because
yeah,
that was
because
part of my
concern
with leaving.
I just feel like her bouncing up and down. I'm feeling good, Mom. I'm feeling good.
Oh, good.
But about your neck, what I'm picking up about it is some way you're holding yourself. If you sit for a while, how are you holding your neck? What about your pillow? There's some reason that you're twisting your neck, and that's what's wrong with the neck. It's in a nerve.
Yeah, it's a strain. Muscle strain, muscle pull, or something like that.
That's why I wasn't writing up from the you know, mold. I just didn't pick it up that was from it, because with mold, it's more muscle. It's really not nerve oriented. Sometimes, I mean, I know with black mold, it really affects certain parts, and a lot of it is, you know, is tough. But I just felt the same way you all did, that I just didn't pick that up with the black mold. So
right. Maybe get a new pillow or watch the way you're sitting. Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. Okay. Thank you. Do you see a time frame as far as the lawsuit?
Do you what?
Do you see a time frame as far as the lawsuit? Because at this point, I've kind of put things on hold because we moved, and I'm just trying to get myself together. I mean, I had like a nervous breakdown with all of this, quite literally. Wound up on medication, and then actually wound up having a reaction to the medication.
Well, it's
been chaotic. It's been hell.
Well, it's not going to be soon. I feel it's going to be drug out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, honey, the good news is you're out of there, and the other good news is get some detox going, and you're going to, you know, thank goodness y'all are going to be fine. So,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a
nice
great day.
Nice talking to you.
Let us know how it turns out. I am going to go to 219. 219, you are on with Annabelle and Brenda. Hi.
Hi, Annabelle and Brenda. This is
Maria.
Hi.
What's
and
your
I'm calling Andrea.
Okay.
Actually, my name is Orange Drea. I just say Andrea because it's easier.
Okay. That's good.
And I was calling because I don't know which way the spirit might lead you to give it to me. Where is it leaning, on my job or my finances?
I'm feeling finances, because I feel like I can just see you looking down at a table and trying to figure things out, like, what am I going to do? So I'm going right to finances, okay? I just feel like I want to consolidate. I want to get it together, either consolidation or bankruptcy, because I just feel like I just don't know what to do. So I almost feel like you have to consolidate, get the payment down, or you have to go bankrupt, okay?
What?
And
what?
As far as job, I don't feel you changing or getting another job right now, because it's almost like you don't even want to look right now.
Right.
It's like what you're going through is pretty serious stuff. So I want to take care of the finance thing first, get you on a balance, then look for another job.
Well, I'm pretty much good with the job that I have, because I work at a car factory. It's just that the raises due to the new contract, it's like a two-tier.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fighting for this two-tier thing. So it's like you're working for nothing, and your dog working. So I'm hoping the better pay comes out of that.
I would say I feel like for right now you need to just stay there.
Yeah.
Do whatever you could with your finances. If it doesn't work out with your income, then definitely look for something else.
Okay.
But I feel like just hang in right where you're at, because probably that's going to go through. You're going to get a little bit more money, and you're going to be satisfied. So
you
may not even have to look for another job. But for right now, you got to get your finances straightened out.
Andrea, is there a person, I'm getting an agency of some sort that might be able to help you that you may not, I mean, you can look at bankruptcy, but there may be another alternative. And I'm seeing a woman with sandy colored hair, about shoulder length, and she may work at this agency, but she's going to help you. That's what I feel. I don't know if she works at a bank, But I just feel like you're going to talk to her about your finances, and she's going to offer a suggestion for you.
Good.
Probably somebody at the credit union.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Because
that sounds
the
great.
Money
that would save you from bankruptcy.
Yes, and I've been thinking about filing bankruptcy.
Well, you may want to take Brenda's suggestion, maybe talk to the bank that you deal with and see, you know, especially if you see that woman, run right over to her.
Well, and if it's an agency, I'm thinking more of an agency, like a consumer credit counseling or something like that, where they kind of take all your bills, where mom had said consolidation. I was thinking more of them taking your bills and looking at them and saying, okay, we're going to take your bills and we're going to pay your debtors X amount of money per month, and it's going to save you a lot of money and get you into a situation where you're able to afford to live and, you know, be better where you're at. But staying in your job, just being better where you're at, finances because of this consolidation.
So
that's
overall,
a wonderful
things
suggestion.
Will get better. Overall,
yes.
Things will get better in due time.
Definitely.
Okay.
Why don't you do like Brenda said, check with the consumer counseling? That's a good idea.
I'm gonna look into that. I'm going to look into that because I spoke with somebody today about trying to pay off some bills. So I'm going to look into that. I'm going to look into that today.
Look for that girl with the sandy colored hair. She's really nice. She's going to help you.
Oh, I love that. Well,
wonderful. I have to find her.
Yes, you'll have to find her. And please let us know how it turns out. You know, we love feedback. So I hope we've helped you out.
Oh, yes, she did a lot.
Well, good.
Thank you so much.
Nice talking to you, Andrea.
Nice talking to you. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. I love her name because it was supposed to be Orangia, I think, instead of Andrea. And I love that because I love oranges. But you've got your next caller at 814. And I think I know who this is, but let's see. 814, you are on with Brenda and Annabelle.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Amy.
Amy?
Yes.
Hi, Amy.
Hi,
Amy. You're on with Brenda and Annabelle.
Hi, Brenda and Annabelle.
Hi, what can we do for you?
My question is, I've been kind of in a rut here with trying to change a job. Do you see anything or any, I work for a state government and I haven't been able to change position where I'm currently working at. Do you have any suggestions or do you see a change coming up or anything?
I'm just getting like 6 months. I just don't see that there is everything you try to do. It's just like there's a door there and it's not letting you through. So I'm just feeling like it might be 6 months till you can actually change.
Well, I'm getting that that there's a reason that's happening. That you're not supposed to change right now when the time is right. The opportunity will be there because I'm just getting stay where you're at right now. The change is coming.
Okay.
I love that. Is there any other questions you'd like to ask before I put you on hold?
Do you think when you see the change is right, do you see it being something like a promotion, or do you see it just being something that's like laterally?
I'm seeing like a step up. It's like I'm seeing you on steps, and it's a step up, so I would say it's like a promotion. There's more money.
Okay.
Oh, that would be nice. Oh, my goodness.
That would
be nice.
Is there children involved in what you do?
Yes, where I'm working at now, yes.
Okay, because yeah. I was seeing children around you, and I know that you wouldn't have that many children, so I was, it was,
is it like
I
the mother goose in a shoe, Brenda? Is what
yeah, kind of.
Oh, my goodness. Honey, if you have that many, please call up and we will help you. I'll get that type of website going. I just had to say it.
But you do so much good work where you're at. So just know that in your heart that you're doing good work where you're at, and that change will come soon.
Okay.
Well, please let us know. Please let us know. Call us because I know my girls are good, so call us and let us know how you're doing.
Okay, I will.
Nice
have
talking
me.
To
I'll
you,
I'll be
Amy.
Calling Bonnie. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
I just love her. I love her. Don't you love Brenda, Annabelle, Susan, don't you love our callers? I love them.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. One.
They're the best. Absolutely
the
best.
I do. I really do love them. I'm just so excited. 831, you are on with Brenda and Annabelle. Hi.
Well, hello, ladies. How much fun are you having?
We
a
are
lot.
Having so much fun. We've had the lady in the shoe here. We've had spirit. I mean, we've got everybody here. How can we have fun with you?
Well, my name is Lisa, and I know a shift is coming because I've been craving junk food, and every time major events occur, my desires for junk food comes up. I just want to know what we have going here. I've got a lot of irons in the fire, and what's spirit got to say for me?
I don't know what you have going on, but it's almost like I want to put you on a stage and I want to commend you for something. So something that you're doing, you know, is really going to be recognized.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I know what it is.
Wait, I got to tell you something. You cannot take that. I have to take that because I got to tell you.
All righty.
I have to tell you, I'll share.
Don't
it with
pay
you.
Any attention to her. She always does that. You can't say you wrote a book or didn't have an award or anything because it's like she's like this magnet that is like and mine.
No, I'm telling you, it's mine, Susan. You know that a stage. I mean, how much do you want to be on a stage and commend you for something? I mean, that is what I'm looking for. So I got to tell you, Annabelle, maybe you could split that one down the middle.
Well, you're not going to pull Lisa off the stage. She's getting it.
Thank you. Finally, someone that understands how Bonnie's mind works.
Lisa, I don't want to take anything away from you, and I'm always a sharer, but if you want to share the stage with me, I'm always available, okay?
Hey, more the merrier.
Well, I hope that you had good news. Is there anything else real quickly that you would like to ask since I butted in your parade?
Specifically, recently married.
Woo!
We are talking about a new home, children, and for me to start my own business. So what do you got?
Well, you're going to get your house. You're going to have two kids. Congratulations on your marriage. More money coming in. That's good for the house. And the business doesn't have a firm foundation yet.
No, I'm working on that. Yeah.
Okay, because it's just like I feel like I have all these notes. I have everything, and that's the foundation for the business. Then I want to tear it all down. I want to start over, and okay, I want to use this idea. I want to use this one, but I don't want that one anymore. So you're
right.
Going to start working on that, yeah.
What I do, I'm trying to do it more holistically. Another real big concern is my daughter. I've had terrible dreams between my sister Erica, my mother, my ex-husband, and my daughter. And I feel like this tarry substance and these, like, pack of wolves chasing them, and nobody's listening to me. like, stay out of my way. I'm trying to parent this child. And they keep interfering. And we are, I have a, my daughter's from a previous, my ex-husband, and we also have a son together. And my current husband, the husband, David, and I want to go on a cruise out of country next year, but we're finding, we're feeling resistance for the ex-husband to sign my son's passport. Do you see something around or any circumstances around that that I need to be aware of? What does Spirit have?
Well, I just kind of feel your husband is really, your ex-husband is kind of stubborn, and he wants to have the upper hand. So yeah. I just want you to talk to your angels and have your angels talk to his angels, and he'll sign.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I am going to, because because I've got to get to a lot more people, but I want to tell you what a great reading. And if I could sing Happy Anniversary, is there a song like for Happy Anniversary? Happy Anniversary to you. Happy Anniversary to you. Happy Anniversary.
Oh, no.
It was 3 months.
Happy Anniversary to you. Okay, now I'm done. All right, have a great day. And
you
please,
too, ladies.
Please know that I am not a singer, but I will sign anything that you want me to sign that says I sang Happy Anniversary. Okay, 843. This is 843. You are so lucky because you are on with Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brandt. And how can we help you or they help you?
Oh,
I'm just
hi. It's Amy, and I'm even more lucky because I didn't even push one. I'm trying to. I'm still on my road trip. I'm still
well,
on my
honey,
road trip. Yeah. I'm on my way home. I'm in Kentucky. So anyway, I will. I don't even have a question because I was just enjoying listening. I'm walking outside because the TV was on. I'm in a hotel lobby. So anyway, I would love to hear for anything you have. I love my dead people. I love hearing from them. And I can tell I've just been enjoying listening. So this kind of you kind of sucker punched me here. But I will tell you one thing, Bonnie. I went to see my grandson. You were talking about being Tinkerbell. My grandson said, "I hate Tinkerbell." I was like, "Why?"
Oh.
And he said, "Because she's bossy and she won't let people grow up." So. I never would want to say he wanted to be Tinkerbell.
That's just Bonnie. I'm sorry. Let's be for real. Let's be reality. She's bossy and she doesn't want to grow up, but that's what makes her so adorable.
Exactly, and that's what makes Tinkerbell so adorable. But I guess when you're a 4-year-old boy trying to grow up, you don't want some little slime thing.
Oh, I'm so happy, Amy, that you told me that. I don't know what hello?
Well, who is the man that's beside you in the car?
Oh, my God, I can't even believe that you're saying this because I just went to Louisville to pick up. I was flying, and I went to Louisville to pick up my dead husband's car that I'd given to my son. And, And he took such good care of the car, and my son really didn't take such good care of, you know, there was like, you know, because they were driving a 4-year-old around in it. So we had to do a lot of explaining. We had a lot of explaining to do to our dead person as to how we could treat his prized possession with such disrespect. So, yes, that's who it is, Keith. Bonnie knows him very well. Everyone on Blog Talk Radio knows him because he's kind of like Tinkerbell bossy.
Well, yeah. There's a younger person in the back seat.
Lordy.
And that is someone that passed away at a younger age, is in the back seat.
It's her brother? Is that your brother, Aime?
No. Let me ask you if you think that this is because I just came from a huge conference, you know, it was an afterlife conference where blah, blah, blah. I don't want to bog down the show. but there was some talk, you know, I had some voluntary terminations of pregnancies, and that was coming up in the conference. So that's sort of been coming up in my mind from time to time. So maybe it's one of them.
I think so. It's a girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fascinating because there was a group of us who were just talking about how, you know, we kind of felt bad because we didn't really have any kind of emotion about, you know, some people, they get all worked up and full of regret and remorse or, you know, something like that. And it was like, do we suck because we don't ever get those twinges? But it was, that's fascinating as well because, and you're certainly proving that this is real because both of those things are heavy on my heart these past couple of days.
Well, AIM, I love you to death or to life, whichever you pick, because you know
like
I love
a
both.
Difference. Like there's a difference.
That's right. Well, to all of us, there really isn't. But I am so glad because you were my last caller that I want to take because my board, I can't see the bottom of it, and I know I only have 5 minutes. I will tell you that I love Annabelle and Brenda, and if you want, I've got about four minutes. Is there anything real quick you want to ask them? Otherwise, we are going to talk and tell everybody about next week. But I'm so happy
to
talk
about next week. That was, I just love these little snippets of,
oh, wait a minute. I think I've got Kelly on.
I just love the little.
Kelly?
Good. Yes. Hello.
did you want to ask a question, Cal?
Yeah, actually, I kind of sort of did. I was just going to ask them, you know, in health-related stuff, if they can do any kind of a body scan or, you know, just kind of, I'll say, see what might be going on. And I am having a hard time what I call balancing my body. It's like I know I'm out of balance. I don't know quite what's going on, but I have tried a variety of different things, and I'm still not in balance physiologically yet. It's like, you know, I'm going to say energetically, I think I possibly am, but it's like my physical body is not following the energy pattern.
That's for Brenda.
You know what I'm seeing when you said that, when you said body scan, because I do that. But what I was seeing with you is, you know how you see your chakras aligned, you know, all down the center? Yours are like everywhere. And I'm seeing, your solar plexus area, blue. Everything is blue in there, and it's just a giant blue area. But I'm seeing, like, your other chakras are everywhere. The colors are like little circles of things everywhere. So, yeah, I see you're out of balance. Why am I echoing? You guys hearing that?
Yeah, I'm hearing the echo.
It's usually like a speakerphone issue, or if you're on headphones.
Okay, guys, I think it's me, so let me.
Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's what I'm seeing. I mean, this doesn't mean anything bad. It just means that you are correct. You are kind of out of balance. But I see you getting back into balance. It's almost like you need to just picture everything aligned and all the chakras aligned so that everything is in a perfect, you are perfect and precise in every way.
Okay.
I love that.
You know, blue all over is really unusual because, I mean, blue is usually my normal aura color, so it's like I'm really surprised. I know it's also like the communication color for the throat, but it's like, what in the world is it doing in my solar plexus?
But it's blue everywhere.
To me, blue is relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, I'm feeling, do you know anybody that does pendulum work?
Me.
Not in the same state with me. I'm out in Idaho. I have a friend in New York that does that.
I do.
You're not in New York.
You know what? But I want to be Annabelle.
Or Idaho.
I feel like,
and I don't know, I never tried to do this long distance, but I just feel like I want to lay you on the floor. I want to take the pendulum, see which chakra is out, take a crystal and go around and put it back in. That's what I feel like I want to do.
Okay. I was going to say, I will give this a try because I actually am a Reiki master also, and it's like, and I do have rocks that I use for stuff. So it's like, I don't know if this is one of those moments where it's like, you know, heal or heal myself, or if I'm able to do it, or if it's one of those. Sometimes I found things like this because I'm supposed to connect with other people doing this, you know, like networking, and it's like, you know, talk about feeling like the voice out in the wilderness here.
Kelly?
Well, I think you're going to be able to do it yourself.
Before you even started to talk, I was going to ask you if you did this kind of work, because one of the chakras I saw in your hand, and I almost feel like if you took your hand and just placed it on the areas, you would align yourself. So I was going to ask you if you did this kind of work before you even said that.
You know what?
There you go.
You know what, Brenda? I was going to tell you, and then I'm really sorry because I'd love to continue, but it's 2 o'clock, and I've got to check out of the hotel and go back to the garage. But you know what? I've got to tell you, Brenda, I was going to ask you to connect with Kelly, maybe, you know, on Facebook, because she is a really good healer, and I know that, you know, maybe the two of you could get, you know, together.
Okay. Sure.
You know, as far as I know, you aren't feeling all, you know, terrific. So whenever,
exactly.
You know, she's really, you know, she's such a perfectionist, Kelly. Maybe she should let her get her chakras back together. But if she has her chakras back together, she's going to be perfect for you. So,
if you have a clear crystal,
I
just feel like I want to go with that clear crystal down or to the chakras, and you're going to do it. You'll get yourself back in.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Don't you love that, Kelly?
Yeah.
And Kelly's one of our
absolutely
co-hosts. I don't think you have you, Brenda and Annabelle. Do you know Kelly?
No.
Okay, this is Kelly. She is my, I call it the Atlantean life and birth card reader. She's on Wednesdays with Ron, and she's also a Reiki master. She's a really special lady. So she's one of our co-hosts, and she's very willing to help everybody. So if you ever have, and she'll teach you how to get into chat, Brenda. So friend her on Facebook, guys. It's Kelly Coulter, Coulter, and that way you can talk. But I do want to thank you. I love our chatters. I love our listeners and our callers. And without you guys, Susan and I wouldn't be here. We love our co-hosts. That's Brenda, my dear Annabelle, and sweet Kelly. We love you. And Susan, who's my co-host. Anyway, and all of you all of you are our co-hosts. So I want to thank everybody for being here. And like I said, we enjoy everybody, and we hope that we've helped you. That's the reason we do it. And if you want a reading from anyone that was on today, you have Brenda Brand and Annabelle Miller. They gave you their phone numbers in chat. If you need their numbers again, just ask Kelly and she'll get them to you. So everyone, thank you, and I will see you same time, same place next week, only I'll be in the garage again.
thank you.
Bye, Tina.
Thank you.
Bye, Annabelle.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.